Now let's hear a Palestinian perspective on the breakdown of Middle East peace talks. Israel suspended those talks after the two leading Palestinian parties said they would form a unity government.
The deal involves Fatah, which controls the West Bank. That's the party of President Mahmoud Abbas. Fatah plans to form a government including Hamas, the party controlling Gaza.
An Israeli diplomat told us last week that is unacceptable. Hamas is committed to the destruction of Israel.
Let's talk about this now with Saab Erekat, the chief Palestinian negotiator in peace talks with Israel. He's on the line from Jericho. Dr. Erekat, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
What do you say to people who are not opposed to you but are baffled that Fatah would embrace Hamas at this point?
Well, we're a democratic society in Palestine. Hamas is a Palestinian political party. As a matter of fact, we have 26 Palestinian political parties. We differ with Hamas socially, economically, many issues. But then when we differ, we don't resort to bullets, we resort to ballots. Because Hamas, almost 7 years ago, chose the wrong path of bullets, and they made Gaza separate from the West Bank. And now what we're saying, that President Mahmoud Abbas will form a national unity government. This government will have a program of recognizing the state of Israel, renouncing violence, accepting negotiations, and the two-state solution.
Well, you say that Hamas took the wrong path 7 years ago of bullets rather than ballots. What evidence do you have, if any, that Hamas has changed its policies on anything?
I don't have any evidence. I'm not saying that they changed on anything. All I'm saying is that when we have a government, the government should have a program of recognizing Israel, two-state solution, renouncing violence. They used to tell me, the Israelis, what are you going to do with Gaza? You're supposed to be a single territorial unit in the West Bank and Gaza, one authority, one gun, the rule of law. Now Gaza's separate. I used to tell them, you have a point. Once we reach an agreement, the West Bank and Gaza will be a single territorial unit whose integrity must be preserved in one gun, one authority, and the rule of law. Now, when we move in the path of bringing Hamas to accept to go back, they're using this as a pretext. How can we talk to a government that has Hamas approval?
You're making two very interesting points that I want to make sure people are clear about. You're saying that now Palestinians are united under one government, or they will be if this agreement is concluded. That makes it possible to make a full deal with Israel. That's one point
you're
making.
Absolutely.
The other point you're making, though, is that you wish to have peace on the basis of recognizing Israel and a two-state solution. Hamas, of course, has rejected any recognition of Israel. Are you saying that you believe you can bring Hamas to recognize Israel?
No, I'm not saying that. When you recognize nations, it's not about parties. All I'm saying that the government that will be formed in accordance with this agreement will recognize Israel, will accept the two-state solution, and will renounce violence. And that's the truth. We're going to take it to a national public referendum to all Palestinians so they can say yes or no to the agreement.
And you believe that Palestinians, on the whole, would vote for a peace deal that includes recognition of Israel and a two-state solution?
All public opinion polls done in Israel and Palestine have shown one thing, that 70% of both Palestinians and Israelis will say yes to a two-state solution on the state of Palestine living side by side, the state of Israel in peace and security on the 1967 lines. The one missing element is that the Israeli governments have failed to recognize the state of Palestine on the 1967 lines, and the Israeli negotiators have not agreed at any session to sit down and agree on delineation of the map of the two-state solution. And that's the truth.
Israeli officials have said, a number of them, some of them have said to me that they acknowledge that a two-state solution is necessary, that a Palestinian state is actually necessary for the long-term survival of Israel. And that makes
Take them the extra step, Stephen. Tell them, nations are about borders. What defines Israel borders? Israel today is 66 years old. This month, building settlements in Jericho. They're building settlements in Nablus. They're building settlements all over the place that's supposed to be the Palestinian state, Stephen.
Well, let me get to the question here, which is, if both sides agree that a two-state solution is necessary, I'm curious, when you get away from the rhetoric, when you're quietly in a room, is there some sense that people on both sides understand what the solution needs to be here?
We both understand that the solution needs to have a map on the table and to delineate this map, borders of two states on 1967 lines. We offer the Israelis this. We were talking about it the last session when Mr. Netanyahu decided to break the negotiations because of the agreement with Hamas, which was very unfortunate, very short-sighted, because he knows, from all people, Mr. Netanyahu knows, that it's impossible to reach an agreement with Israel without the West Bank and Gaza. Mr. Netanyahu has the choice to make, settlements or peace. He can't have both.
Dr. Saab Erekat is chief Palestinian negotiator in talks with Israel. Dr. Erekat, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.